this thing on.
Warning, the following conversations are probably not going to be good for younger listeners. Some people may find some topics offensive, but if that's the case, you probably don't want to listen to these three wankers anyway. Go find something less interesting.
Red Corner, your goth of choice. She's as serious as she is mad at her dad. Weighing in with plenty of sound effects, Emily, the dome at the sunshine on me. In the blue corner is an impatient, stubborn, but amazingly lovely ADH double D of a girl, weighing you in at only 6 inches. Emily, the bougie. Your referee today is half a man, quarter boy, and quarter flatulence personified. Well, it's me! Are we all right? We're back. How's everyone's breaks?
All right.
What did we all get up to?
I accidentally herded some cows.
What?
Yes, I accidentally herded some cows. If you're a friend of mine on my own Instagram, I might actually post.
You've got no friends, kid.
Sorry.
Jump right in there.
The insults are starting early. I might actually post it on the page's Instagram if we're going to refer to it. My cow herding experience. I went on holiday and we went to the Lake District. We went down this little quiet country road that went through a field that was like ended by cattle grids.
I'm familiar with the country roads.
You've got experience.
I love the sound of those cattle grids.
Yeah.
When you go over them, that. I just love it. It's one of my favourite sounds. Sorry, go on.
Interesting. So, yeah, so in said field, there were cows, as you would expect to find.
What a twist that took.
I know, right?
So, of everything you could expect to be in a field, cows was not at the top of my list.
So, yeah. Cows. So, there was an entire herd of cows. It decided to stand in the middle of the road in front of the car and me cushion booths. And some cyclists were coming the other way and they're pointing and laughing at us. And they took photos of us stuck behind these cows. And as they walked past, some of the cows moved out of the way. And I thought, well, if the cyclists can get them to move by walking, but they really aren't asked by the car, because they weren't asked by the car, because one of them even licked the bonnet. It was funny.
So you got stuck with a lot of cows.
I decided to get out of the car and try and like walk to disperse the cows. And I ended up, instead of dispersing the cows, I ended up just moving the entire herd along the road. So I ended up accidentally herding cows.
So Emily's now the cow whisperer.
Can you imagine David Attenborough dubbing this? Like, what a shit episode of Planet Earth that'd be. Here we have a rare goth with her cows bunched together in a fifth. Then the cyclists. Like, seriously, what a shit episode of. Right, I'm going to move away from Cowgate. Right, what did Emily T get up to during her break?
I can't even remember.
Hang on, one minute, right? I just want to share what you said to me, right? Because.
This is why I was trying to move on.
Because I messaged him a video of all these cows saying, I have accidentally herded cows. Guess what his response was? At least you're with your own kind.
I like that.
You dickhead.
Anyway, moving on. Emily T?
I'm actually having to look back through my photo gallery right now to just know what I did in the last month, because it's been an absolute whirlwind. I actually don't have a fucking clue.
Because I am that fucking hammered at 20% of the time. I need to look at my... Yeah, okay,
so if I'm not drunk, I...
He's me with the Pope.
Apparently, if I'm not drunk, I'm either in a fucking haunted castle.
Ooh.
That seems to be the only thing I've done.
Wow.
That, getting lashed and going to a castle is the only thing I've done the past
month. I like
months.
The idea of a haunted castle. That sounds fun.
I know.
I do like
very,
that.
It's very cool. I liked it. It was good. I like to bond with ghosts. But anyway, what did you get up to?
So we had a family wedding. We went to Cyprus. Lovely, picturesque. The family was great. It was the resort. Kids everywhere. Uncontrollable.
God, don't.
Honestly. are just absolutely mental. Absolutely mental. Do you know what? We ended up playing a game, right, of the most British thing ever. Inflatable ball, make a circle, try and keep it up out of pool. Right. And there was this kid, I don't know whose buddy kid it was, swam underneath the circle and just popped up like some sort of hippo, right? And just stared at us while we were playing this game, and everyone was pretending this kid wasn't there. And we're going, someone gonna speak to this kid? Like, so, and then we ended up going, hey, do you want to play? Because it just got really awkward. No. She was just staring at us, right? So then we introduced her into this game of sort of, I don't know what it's called, keeping up a baller, right? And then out of nowhere, 5 minutes later, I didn't reach one, right? And she went, you're supposed to catch it. And started, like, having a right
getting
go at me.
Aggressive.
Yeah. To the point where I was like, what are you? You're invited you. So I got really annoyed with this kid. But the best comment of the night was, and because she had big goggles on and stuff like that, went who invited VAR. So yeah, honestly, so I ended up just getting abused by some kid I don't even know. So that was pretty much our holiday. But I mean, the wedding was nice and spent time with family. But yeah, this little brat, you know, I hope you made it home on your flight.
Savage.
Sorry. I know.
But what that reminds me of is, you know, in the Inbetweeners, where the kid with Manchester.
Oh, hang on. We're talking. And literally, food has arrived.
Pizza.
And the dog's happy, but she's not getting any. Get out. Anyway, before I start getting into rants, right, I think we should get things off our tits.
Sounds good.
You have such big watermelon. Do they hurt your back? Are they heavy?
Get it off your tits.
Right. I was conscious last time we done this, right? I started going into a massive rant about women's vaginas and, you know, tight trousers. And we forgot to ask you, Emily T. So I think we'll lead with Emily T today. I want to know what she's getting off her tits today.
Okay.
Run away.
So, I think it's only fitting because I'm sat here eating a pizza that I say that. Right. One of my pet peeves, and you know what? This kind of links into the fact that, you know, Gavin and Stacey's coming back out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's not the best, like the biggest fans of it. I fucking love Gavin and Stacey.
If you love it, you love it. You know what I mean?
But it links back to something that happened on Gavin and Stacey. So, it's kind of just happened to us when we were ordering pizza then. It goes, right? Why is it when you're ordering food with your friends, right, that you just can't just have your own food? Like, everybody wants to share food with you. Like, everyone thinks it's cute just to get, like, a pizza to share. Like, no, I want my own fucking food. I've got a video here, and everyone, if everyone's a big, like, Gavin and Stacey fan, then they'll know what I'm talking about. But this is the video that I'm on about. And it's when Smithy orders his Indian takeaway.
We're getting an Indian. What do you fancy?
Chicken boner, lamb boner, prawn boner, mushroom rice, bag of chips, keema naan, and 9 poppadoms.
I'm just going to stick it on the table, you know.
Whoa, right. Okay. What is it about a group of people ordering an Indian or a Chinese or something that is somehow unexpectable to eat your own food that you order yourself? Like, why do we have to... Why are we all just...
Well, because it's nice.
No, it's not. Not for me. Because I can guarantee someone, probably Stacey, will have ordered a korma. Am I wrong? Mick, am I wrong?
No, she has, actually.
Exactly, right? And in my book, a korma is pointless. It's futile. I won't touch it. But I can guarantee that Pete's already ironed up my boners. Am I wrong? Pete, have you thought about my boners?
Well, yes.
Right, but they're my boners. You want a boner? Order a boner. That's why I've ordered 2 boners.
Three, actually.
No, I've had enough of it. It was the same last week. I went for a Chinese with Chinese's missus. They're all dipping into mine going, oh, yours is really nice. I'm like, yes, it is. That's why I ordered it. In fact, forget it. I want no part of it. I'll order my own. I'll eat it in the car. I'm out.
Anyway, he goes into a mood because obviously he's ordered his order and then everyone thinks that they can have a bit of his order. But no, I totally agree with this, right? I wanted a pepperoni pizza tonight. Emily, don't know what you wanted, but you think you were like, oh, let's get a big pizza, like, which is fair enough, but you're a vegetarian and you wouldn't be eating pepperoni. So I wanted my own little pepperoni pizza. And I just feel like am I asking for too much?
To be fair, no, because I've got a pet age, you know, when people grab off your food.
Yes.
I fucking can't stand it.
Yeah.
So I remember, here we go again with the work stories. Like I did from the last episode, but someone came in, I was eating cheesy chips before, right? And someone grabbed a cheesy chip, and I remember just watching this string of cheese break away, and I just picked up the tree, and I remember hitting the wall, and they're just strung against the wall and dangled down. I lost it. Honestly, my sister, right, she used to take me out for Parmesans, right, and I couldn't drive at the time. So I used to turn around and say to her, oh, have you take me in that or whatever? So there she would, out the kindness of her own heart, take me. And then I'd say, do you want anything? Because I was prepared to pay. No, I don't want anything. And then sure enough, I'd get home. Can I have a chip? Well, hang on. No, this wasn't the rules. And then I used to proper herd round it. Yeah. So I've got to think
that
about
does
this.
My head in, it does.
No, I'm with you there, sister, honestly. No,
you should have got your own food if you want your food.
Yeah.
So I think I'm quite sensitive over food.
Yeah.
I can understand that, to be fair.
Anyway, before you take your next bike and have one of those trips.
Right, Emily B.
Oh, God. Okay. So mine was something that my friend said to me the other day. She's got a friend, that, like a really close friend, and he's a lad, right? So have I. I've got close friends who are lads. And he's just gotten into a new relationship, and his lass doesn't want him talking to her anymore. And he's just gone along with it and just decided he's not talking to his female friend anymore. So, right, why is it that, first off, why is it women feel the need to ban their partners from talking to friends that they've known for years?
Insecure cunts.
And also, why is it that these blokes don't just, like, stand up and go, no, she's my friend?
Because I think if a guy stands up and defends her, puts the alarm bells up, like he's, even though they've been friends for years or whatever, it's like there's some attraction there and he's getting defensive about it. Would you say?
Yeah. I read a comment that said, you don't need to be afraid of who he's got as a friend on Facebook. Be afraid of who he's got blocked. Because clearly, the person he's got blocked is that much of, like, he's obviously can't restrain himself that much from that person who's blocked that he's had to block them in the first place.
Well, this is interesting, right? Because I was going to bring something up in this pod and I think it might be the time to bring it up. Okay. So she's getting really funny about him having another woman in life.
Mm-hmm.
I read a stat the other day, and I don't know if this is true, and as two women, you can tell me. Apparently, 70% of women have a backup boyfriend chosen.
Really?
We all just looked at Emily T there.
No, because that's kind of true.
Right. Explain to me, as a guy.
Saying this, the boy's not.
Anything that jiggles past us tends to be the...
You're the next one. That's a good point, actually. No, I definitely...
But women apparently
already
have it.
No, because that's for saying that, actually. But really,
but
not that you've got a backup boyfriend, because I don't know if that makes you sound quite bitter.
Backup boyfriend.
But more so like someone who you know, and I don't know if this sounds bad on the person or yourself, but someone you kind of know will be there if the shit hit the fan, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone you'll think, let's be honest, he's probably all right for a bit of fun. I'm probably that person, to be fair. Be that person at some
You're your own backup.
So,
yeah, I just read that and I thought, no, I'm going to throw that in because she's getting insecure, but bet you somewhere, because of those little things going on in her head, she's got someone in mind where she thinks, well, if it doesn't work out with you, I'll just go with him.
Not so much that. I don't think I've ever thought that.
Like a safe option at the end.
But I do think I've probably had someone in my past that I thought, well, if he's single, if this relationship ends and he's single, I know for a fact he'll be up for it.
Oh, but we can't admit that because the wife's just around the corner, so we have to be quiet about that, mate.
She's just gotten done.
Oh, brilliant.
This is how rumours start.
Exactly. Right. Shall I? I suppose my get it off my tits is quite lame compared to these two.
Well,
don't know what it is, right? It's just really started absolutely beeping me off recently. The plastic bottle caps that stay on bottles now.
No.
I end up, right, because we're on holiday and stuff and getting all these types of things, I end up chasing it around with my tongue to move it out of the way. And I just end up looking like an absolute weirdo trying to take a drink. Where before you just have a swig and put it back on, it's fine. And I get it so they don't get lost. But now I just want to rip them up and throw them away anyway.
No, because you know what? I totally agree, right? It's not even the whole, like, I don't have a problem drinking. It's when I want to put it back on. Because, you know, like, obviously, it's a bit funny when you have to go put it back on, isn't it?
Comes at an angle and sort of goes, I'll be fine like this.
Yeah, so that's really been annoying me. And I know it's the most simplest thing, but yeah, plastic bottle companies.
This is not cool. I know you're trying to save the planet, but no.
It's a, so that they can be recycled together, isn't it? Isn't that the reason for it?
They've got abandonment issues. Don't let me go without him.
Something to do with the recycling, I'm sure.
Yeah, it probably is. And do you know, if it helps with the cleanup operation, I'm all for it. But it does not help with my stress levels when I'm trying to have a sip of Iron Brew.
You suck. Right, so we've just finished hearing from that asshole over there. I can't even speak now. So shall we do some asshole stories then?
Yeah, bring it on.
I've got one that I thought was pretty fun. Personally, if it was me, I wouldn't complain. This one's about Jehovah's Witnesses knocking at someone's door.
Oh, I've got these in the family. Yeah, I'll tell you after the bud.
This is a 40-year-old woman who's bought her first house about 3 years ago. So she says, I love it, but I constantly get people knocking on the door, selling roofs, windows, whatever. No soliciting signs don't help. Interestingly, though, Jehovah's Witnesses don't tend to come by. So this morning, I was getting ready for the day, doing my hair and makeup, studying a towel when somebody knocks. Sometimes I don't answer, but I was near the door, so I just opened it. These two guys immediately see me in my towel and say, oh, sorry, but they don't leave. So I, quite annoyed, ask, what do you want? They seem a little bit flustered. And they say, we want to talk to you about scripture, where Jehovah's Witnesses. So I really don't know what came over me. But without any hesitation, I say, oh, Jehovah's Witnesses, are we? Open up my towel and give them a little shimmy. One looks real upset and turns his head. The younger one looks shocked and takes a second to turn around. Off my part. In the moment, I think I'm hilarious and point one for a feminist anarchy. But then after a bit, I'm feeling really guilty. And then I have disrespected to religious beliefs. Am I an asshole or not?
I love that level of pettiness.
I love it. And I don't think you're an asshole.
No. Do you know what I think the asshole is? This idea that religion can create this absolute cult, right? That is just the biggest game of knocky door run ever. Because that's all it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you definitely remember when you were a kid, like, you used to knock on the door and stuff like that and you used to like freeze and stuff and pretend that you weren't in? Or like, you know, hide under a thing. But yeah, I've answered the door to Jehovah's Witnesses before and I've had one stick their foot in the door.
Oh, God, no.
Honestly, to stop me because they wanted to talk about Jesus. I said, only if I can talk about giving blood. And they don't like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's, I mean, anyone's religion, it's up to them, respect it. Like, if that's, it's nothing, I don't know, it's just a bit thingy for me, so.
I feel like you shouldn't have to push your religion on someone that much that you have to go to their door and see them in a tower, clearly.
Yeah, I told you it's just the world's biggest game of knock your door run. So, yeah.
No,
anyone
I don't.
That's flashed a so, I used to work with a Jehovah's Witness as well, right? What is it with these work stories?
I don't know, why do people work with
why
you?
Why have you always worked with the randomest people?
I know, I've been around, right? And I asked him a question genuinely, right? I said, okay, so when it comes to Jehovah's Witness and stuff, obviously, you can't do this by the Bible and you can't do that. I said, no, that's really frowned upon, really serious about it. I said, so you can't swear, can you? And he went, no, you can't do that either. I said, but what happens if the most loyal Jehovah's Witness has Tourette's? And he couldn't answer me. I said, would he be banned from the church? Honestly. Like, if you're sat there in church and it's all like, oh, fuck you, you could. Like, do you know what I mean? he still believes in thingy, but he can't help that. I mean, that's just, yeah. So there you go. So, like, the contradiction of religion. I mean, I could do a whole episode on this, but I'm not going to, because, you know. And if you are religious, I do apologize, but I just don't believe he's there.
I have a good question about religion as well, right? When does a cult become a religion? Do you need, like, is there a certain requirement for the amount of followers you need before it turns from a cult?
I'll tell you this and watch Emily T's face when Taylor Swift comes to town.
You know what? I'm not going to argue because you know what? I've spent the good half of the year, right, convincing people that I'm not part of a cult. And then I've actually come to the fact that maybe I am. Maybe I'm very defensive of Taylor Swift.
You have become... Yeah, the Church of Swifty.
She's just fantastic, though.
Oh, I'm not denying.
She can't do any wrong.
No. I'll tell you what she can do wrong. Make people pay £400 for a ticket. Was it worth it, though?
Still paid it, though. Yeah, it was. Of course it was. I mean, to be fair, I say she can't do no run-up. I'm guessing the same people thought the same about Charles Manson.
Yeah, that's true.
That took a twist.
There's a lot of people thought that about Ian Watkins as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, then there's the other arsehole of the week.
So I'm gonna really like disturb you and say I really don't like Taylor Swift.
I would expect that though, with all your mad at your dad sort of demeanor.
That, you've already said that today. I'm really not mad at my dad.
I think I've just felt how the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses have just felt, you know. It's actually a bit of a kick in the stomach, you know. So now, next time they come to my door, I'm going to fucking invite them in for tea.
There you go. So let me know how that goes.
But on a serious hand, though, this woman isn't an asshole. I would have done exactly the same thing.
I love that level of pettiness.
I love it.
I'm the type of person, to be fair, to get rid of them if they were bothering me that much just to go outside and do a helicopter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not bothered whatsoever.
I think I'd probably like to make them feel as uncomfortable as possible.
So, unanimous asshole is the Jehovah's.
Yeah. She is not the asshole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree.
We all agree.
Absolutely.
So, with that said, what is trending today?
Well,
for this past month.
What's trending? What's trending? What's trending? What's trending? Right, so this month, well, this past month, I have been seeing a very lot of, and to be fair, I didn't get it at first, but now I'm all for it, and I do find myself saying it quite often. It is the very demure, very mindful, very cutesy. Have you not seen this?
I have not seen this at all.
No. I don't know what you're about.
Right, so basically, this clip of this girl.
Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out, not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
So basically, very demure, very mindful. It basically means you're kind of like a classy, reserved kind of gal who like has got her shit together. That's what I assume of it. Very demure.
If I went to say the D word there that you've just said, it sounds like I'm describing Demi Moore. I'm very Demi Moore. I'm very ghost. I'm very Patrick Swayze.
Because this is what I'm getting at, right? People are putting their own twists on it. It doesn't have to be just demure, mindful, cutesy, right? I seen one the other day that it was like, he's out of my life. He's very blocked, very out of sight, very past trauma. Like, you know what
so
I mean?
So you're kind of stating what you've done?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, you know, very dead to me.
This is very autistic, very strange.
Yeah.
Very, why are we talking like this? Very robotic, very auto-reply.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like them down them lines. I thought we could play a little game, right? I've got three scenarios and we have to make up our very, verys of the situation. Okay. So, I'll give you, like, an example first before we move on. So, for example, eating one French fry at a time. Very skinny. Very not overeating. Very not obese. Right? So, kind of like that, okay?
Okay.
Right, so.
Sorry, but I wouldn't be eating one French fry at a time. I'm going to be at least two.
Emily's a double dipper.
Right, what have we got?
Just sat there and ate a pizza with garlic dip. So
I'm the only one that's not eating. I'm starving. Anyway.
Never rest of you on.
No.
Not going back to the boy that you have shagged 60 times.
60?
Very. Very no STD.
Very no STD.
Very not pregnant.
No.
Very dear. Dry. I'm very tendered up now. I'm very in need.
Well,
yeah.
Following on from the Tinder thing.
Very pent up.
Mm. Being so dry that you get yourself back on Tinder and swipe right on everybody.
Very desperate.
I'm very horny. I'm very unable to say no.
Very slutty.
Yeah. Like it.
Very easily pleased.
That's also very
I'm
true.
Very Emily T.
Wow.
Form insult. I've missed you. This is what it is. I've missed you.
Oh, I can't remember the next one. I must have deleted it.
I'm very frustrated. You're very unorganized. I'm very fucked off. I'm very understanding that this is a shambles.
So, yeah, that's what
I need to look out for these, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to lead with a Demi Moore. Yeah, if I hear that.
Very Demi Moore.
But I'm going to start just naming her films.
Right.
So, shall we mix it up a bit and we'll do confessions before we finish this time?
Works for me.
It is time for your deepest, darkest secrets. Let me in if you dare.
What have you got?
What have I got? I always have confessions. Da-da-da. So, the first one, right, was just when we were checking the email inbox, right? And thank you for this person messaging in, but I also want to say I wish you hadn't. And you understand when I read this, right? They generally have stated they eat fish food.
What?
When they feed the fish...
No.
They have a little nibble themselves.
No.
Another little flakes, I'm guessing.
Oh, no.
What is that about? We have some dirty listeners.
Can I just ask that whoever that listener is, right?
Seagull.
What does fish food taste like? I'm curious. I want to know what keeps you going back for more.
What I'm curious about is... Where did that start? When did that person think, I'm going to try this? Like, it had to start somewhere.
They were very starved, very held hostage. Honestly, like, seriously, that... I don't know how that starts. The smell of it alone when you open that tub.
Yes, it smells like fucking fish to start with.
It's awful.
Oh, what do you think, the cannibals? Fish food.
Where does that come from?
So you think she's a fish?
She said, no, not the person who ate the fish food.
Because it smelled of fish, you have to eat it.
No.
Men up and down the country on a Friday night are doing the same thing.
Fucking hell, right. So when you said you open it and the fish food stinks of fish, do you think the fish are eating other fish? Therefore, do you think the fish are cannibals?
I think Emily's drunk on this episode tonight.
I'm a bit weird today. I don't know.
She's just out of it now.
Right.
Well, now I'm thinking about cannibal fish, so I'm curious now.
I'm going to move on to the next confession before you start turning fucking eating.
Before you move on, can I imagine when you put it on your tongue?
I'm so glad you were leading, right? I really wish people could have seen that. She was looking at me, just touching her tongue. Like she was insinuating I have to jump in her mouth. Right, go on.
Can I imagine when you put it on your tongue, it kind of dissolves? Like, you know, like that sugar paper?
Like Skips.
Oh, yeah.
Like Skip crisps, yeah. That sort of melt on your tongue.
Imagine it's like that. And salty.
Well, I can imagine it's fucking weird and stop it. Whoever.
I agree.
Yeah.
I
agree. Anonymous, right? We've got your email. Thank you for writing in. You're a sicko.
Wow.
That's how I feel, but that's what you...
I want to know what it tastes like. What does fish food taste like? Does it taste like fish?
Could you email back in and just fucking answer Emily's question? That'd be great.
Because... She's having a right fit over this. Right, I'm going to move on.
Fish cannibals?
I'm moving on, right? So, I know we always talk about sex and stuff like this, but I just had to mention this one. Okay, right. I had sex with my best friend's mother.
Oh, God.
In our college years. To this day, he doesn't know that I'm his brother's father.
George! Oh, I feel like I need a dad.
Jerry, honestly.
Very Jeremy Kyle. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. To this day, he doesn't know that I'm his brother's father.
You know what part of me's thinking? Is he only still his best friend so that he can see that kid?
I was going to do a Darth Vader reference, but we've just lost him, bless him. RIP, just to bring it down. I know. The Star Wars in news,
This is coming from a nerd here.
I was going to joke and say the Star Trek in you just to watch a freak.
No! Out. No!
I'll turn you into fish food. Like, yeah.
So he does it anyway.
So I thought I'm just going to have to mention that one. What do you do in that scenario?
That's a weird one, that one.
Anyway, my last confession, and I'm hoping this is going to lead into our next pod because we've already talked about it.
Something's just popped in my head.
Is it a thought?
About that last one. Started thinking, it's his mum's got it going on. Anyway, carry on.
Fair enough.
Emily is definitely off at night.
For all those listening, don't do drugs, kids, because you'll turn into a ghost.
Do you know what drugs I did, though? It was Paramol. That was it. Yeah.
I'm fucking migrating pizza by the sounds of it.
It's paracetamol and caffeine, and I don't drink caffeine.
Now. I'm very worried. I'm very handing you a leaflet. I'm very taking you to rehab. Anyway, right, last one, right? I can resonate with this one. I used to do this as a kid. But when I turn off the lights to the stairs, I always run to my wife and make it seem I'm excited to be with her in bed. Proof is, I still think the monsters will get me. And I'm running away in case they do. I'm 54 this October.
I like that.
Scared of that. So remember when you were a kid, did everyone do that or was that just me?
No, I still do that.
Yeah.
So I never used to want to go in the shower, but when I was in the shower, I never used to want to come out because the darkness of the corridor was what was going to get me. But I also had the same vibe of like, I had a blue carpet and because my granddad, thank you very much, RIP you. Right, made me watch Jaws when I was 5 because it was. I couldn't hang my legs over the bed because the shark would eat me. I think I did that. I was about 14. Like, seriously,
no, I totally agree with that. Like, if I'm ever in the house alone, which to be fair, I say alone, I only live with my child, so like, I don't know what protection he's going to be. But if I'm alone in the house,
just shoot him, just throw him in front of him.
Yeah. She's fucking awful tonight.
I don't have to outrun them, just you.
That's the thing. Like, if a cannibal turned up in here, I'm quicker than this girl. I'm fine. She'll too busy be going, do you know what drugs I've had? To the monster. I've had cannibal.
I mean, but I don't like children. Anyway, carry on.
Fucking hell, Emily.
Well. So, yeah, did you have anything, like, when you was a kid that you would, like... I mean, this guy's 54, and there's no hope for this guy. But have anything when you were a kid that you would... Like, ghosts or ghouls? There was always a thing, like, a sense of you walking down, like, on a night time. And I think this is what girls probably go through all the time, that they're being followed, being watched, being... It's that kind of over your shoulder. There was a thing, like, when I was... I had to face the wall because I used to think, like, there was a ghost behind me. But the best one was, right, I watched it once again as a kid. I need to stop watching scary movies as a child. In my room, I used to have this cam photo. And I used to think it was like it in the photo. So I thought if I faced the wall, it wouldn't come and get me.
Yes.
But I knew it was facing me. So I used to pluck up the courage and get really brave. So like 3 hours later, knock this thing off the wall. So there'd be like a knock. And then I'd go, right. It's face down, it can't get me, and I'd face the wall. But then obviously during the middle of the night, my mum would come in, put this photo back up. I would wake up next morning and go, that was a lovely, yeah, it's there. Do you know what I mean? So I used to think this thing was possessed and not relate the fact my mum would just be like, well, it's fell down again.
So actually, I've got two, right? One is actually still very strong in my adulthood, right? But one, right, so the first one is, I find that, and I think people agree with me here. I mean, I don't know, maybe. But if I watch like a scary movie or something and I'm home alone, right, and I'm going to bed, right, I think, and I don't know why, but I think the safest place is under my quilt. If I have my quilt over my head and I can't see what's going on in my room, chances are I'm fucking safe and nobody's going to kill me.
Have you seen The Grudge?
No.
The American version of The Grudge. They do this brilliantly. So I've just looked up at you then. The eye makeup there, I generally thought The Grudge. Got your black hair hanging down, and I just went. I went to a Chinese once, right? Not just like knocked on the door. Like, I went to an actual Chinese sort of takeaway, and some kid popped up, and I had a vision of the kid in Grudge. Anyway, so it did scare me, and I went. So in The Grudge, what they do, this thing follows her home, and then the first thing she does is climb into a bed, because obviously that's the safest place. And as she lifts the quilt up, it goes and gets her.
No,
like,
no.
And I generally think that was the best thing they could have done because your safest place in your head, they just ruined it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I'm the same. I couldn't get me.
If like, because if someone's like creeping out in my house at night, I'm thinking, oh, like, I'll just pull the quilt over my head and I'll be fine.
Imagine though, like, yeah. You get like an absolute demon comes in. It's come from like 1,000 miles away or whatever, from 15 other realms. It's got there. It's got a pitchfork and everything. It's walking around your room and it's like, well, she won't be under there.
Oh, she made it to the bed, guys. Left to go.
Oh, she's on den. Oh. Sorry, what was your next one?
My next one is, I remember specifically, right, here we go again.
She's got better, hasn't she?
When I was young, it was Halloween, and my dad, he used to work for a tyre fitting company. And he used to go out and fit, like big trucks, like he was on call, he'd go and fit out big, like, trucks, tyres and stuff. Anyway, it's Halloween, so he picked me up from a Halloween party, and I was in my costume, and I was like, it was just me and my dad in this big van, and he went to this site where we had to change some tyres. So he left me in the van, and he'd, like, I'd seen him walk over the yard, and he had to, like, go and do the tyres over there, but he went out of sight. So here's me on Halloween night, right? Bearing in mind, I was at an age where my mum fucking let me watch Michael Myers, like, my Halloween, right? So I was fucking traumatised. I still am traumatised, right? So I'm sat in this fucking van all by myself, pitch black, can't see a thing, can't see my dad, just the headlights, the rain. It was like a scene from, like, a movie. I'm not even joking. And I could just, like, I'm just fucking panicking because I'm thinking, where the fuck's Michael Myers going to pop up from? And now, still to this day, I still have that fear installed in me, like being in the car in the dark.
So as long as you're moving, you're okay. But the second you stopped, it's like someone's gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if I'm alone, like I don't mind being in a parked car if I'm with someone. But if I'm alone, I'm thinking, oh God, like what the fuck's gonna happen? Like I don't know. I think it's just like really, it's probably traumatized me. I probably am like, I'm gonna have to go to therapy or something. It's done stuff to me.
No, I think we all hang on to these. We all hang on to these sort of fears. But is it like, I don't know, like survival skills or something. It keeps you alert. It keeps you aware. Rather than, you know, some of these idiots in horror movies that die first and they're just like, someone with a knife, I just walk towards them. And you know what I mean? So, like, I think it's kind of built in, like, a rational fear to keep you safe.
Yeah, I'll say one thing. Overthinking will save my life. Guarantee it.
It'll probably end mine. I've heard some of your overthoughts. We've heard them today.
You know what? I always think of every situation. So, you know what? Nothing can go wrong in my eyes.
I'm always on like high alert and stuff. So like, I think I run at natural high anxiety. So I've had people jump out with me in closets and stuff and I don't react. I'm quite hard to scare. And I just, yeah, but I think that's the reason. I think I've always in my head, there's like, oh, there's a zombie down there. Like, you're at work. Like, no, but it might be there. Like, just yeah, just naturally like,
yeah. No, so I agree.
Yeah, joke's on you when the zombie turns up. Obviously, and Emily's getting eaten.
It may not be the best answer that you'll get from me. But you can sure damn expect it to be an interesting one, an eventful one.
A well thought out one.
Yeah. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Help, you know I need someone. Help. Okay, so I think for this one we'll do a new section, right? And it's sort of like a bit of an agony aunt thing. Obviously, we're not going to be your usual kind of agony aunts. I think we're going to have some interesting takes. But I've got a couple of things to talk about. And I've got two interesting titles that I think you're going to want to know more about. One of them will have you having a rant, probably. And the other one will be a bit more like, what the hell? Sort of like, what the fuck sort of responses.
I can't wait. I love a good situation.
A good what the fuck. We know.
Which one do you want?
Any. You surprise us.
Throw it on us.
Surprise us.
Show us we're ready for anything. We've talked about anxieties. We're ready to go.
Okay, shall we start off with a more, I don't know what the word is to describe it. I don't want to say serious because they're both kind of serious, but...
Okay.
Yeah. We'll start off with the tamer one, shall we go with?
Let's go.
Right, okay. So this one is... My partner told me the sanitary pads I use are very unattractive.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, okay.
Can you get designer ones?
Let's read this one out. This is, I have pretty heavy period flow, and I have struggled with this for a very long time, making ridiculous contraptions out of multiple pads to ensure I don't destroy my clothes. Tried dozens of pads and tampons to no avail. Then I discovered overnight winged pads, my saviours. I use them all the time and they are awesome. I can sit normally, I can sleep normally, I can even exercise and I feel secure in them. My partner told me, however, that they are unattractive. He can see them through my pants. He wants me to stop wearing them and wear thinner ones because he finds it disgusting to see them and states that he can't see other women's pads, so why should he have to see mine?
The guy said this.
Yes.
Can I say as a guy, right, you have no fucking right. Just as a guy, I'm going to be a modern man. You have no right to whatever helps the woman in that situation. You just go through enough.
How fucking, like, immature of a man must you be to fucking think that, like, do you think we enjoy wearing them? Do you think we enjoy having fucking periods? Of course it's not a glamorous time of the month. Like, I'm not being funny. What do you want? They have the fucking jewels and crystals and fucking all different fashions of colours on them. No, I don't like wearing them. I don't think they're attractive. Right?
Oh, girl, get
but
him.
At the end of the day, we fucking have to. So fucking piss off. What an ass. Like, you wouldn't even say that. Like, how pathetic of a man must you be to, like, just be that, like, insensitive and pathetic about a woman's period? We've had them. We've had them for the past billion
forever.
Years. You know what I mean? Like,
since the beginning of time.
Yes.
No, from a man's view, I just don't think you have a right. Don't think you have a right to comment or anything like that. And I think, what like I say, whatever makes her comfortable, whatever, nah, pathetic.
It is ridiculous. She says she's got a really heavy floor and she's been making like contraptions out of multiple ones to stop it going through her clothes. So obviously if she's at that point, she's got to wear these thick ones, otherwise it's going to ruin her clothes. Would you rather just see a load of blood in the washing?
I know exactly which one she's on about as well. And you know what? If you have to wear them, you have to wear them. And just get over it.
Not my advice, babe, to this girl. Get rid of him.
I know.
If he's that petty about... He clearly doesn't care about you. He cares about his own thoughts in that situation.
Absolutely.
Get rid. Sorry. That's my thoughts on it. You're very dumped.
Very pathetic.
Anyway, move on to the next one because I want to punch him. As a fellow guy, you are a joke. Anyway.
Okay. So the next one is a little bit weird.
Go on.
And I feel like this is a what the fuck kind of moment. So this one is, my boyfriend is making AI of me.
Right. Can I just stop you there, right? I love how you put my boyfriend. Girls, why are these men still your boyfriends?
Oh, yeah, I know.
The things girls will stay with boys for, like, come on. Give your head a wobble.
AI photos. So he's making AI in terms of, like, making her the perfect girl, not just, like, airbrushing things.
Oh, this one. I went through his phone. I know I shouldn't have, but I needed the truth. So I was looking at it. He's not talking to other women, as I suspected. But what he does have is hundreds of AI-generated photos of me. Most are innocent photos from my Instagram or TikTok, and he's used AI to alter my body to look like I have bigger boobs, make me look like I was naked, make me wear suggestive clothes, and even as if I had, let's say, sticky stuff on my chest and face. I found all this extremely disturbing. When I say as hundreds of these, I mean I was literally scrolling for several minutes and it was endless. A sea of these AI edits with my face on them all. He basically turned me into a porn star. Throughout our relationship, we've had a few issues. So he's had an addiction to porn and had a list of porn stars on his phone notes. I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm in shock. Can this guy be fixed? Any input is much appreciated. Thank you.
Right, so two things, right? One, he obviously likes her face, just doesn't like her body, so he's probably implementing that on a better-looking body, as you want to say, but why? And two, are these the pictures that he's probably showing someone, thinking, oh, this is my girlfriend? You know what I mean? Like, this is this is the pictures that he's introducing her to, people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is...
Very weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to obviously doing the deed and, you know, being close to each other and stuff like that, is he using this imagination to get him through it? Like,
yeah, is he imagining the AI version of her body?
I'm guessing he is. This is what he's got so many for.
Yeah.
She needs to confront him for me.
So say I entertain this for a second and try and, like, you know, see his point of view. Do you think that he, in his head, he thinks that it's not a bad thing because it's technically still her in, like, face-wise? So if he's not watching porn, but he's getting his kicks elsewhere, but it's still using his girlfriend's face, like, it's not that bad? Do you think that's what he's thinking?
Maybe he's thinking that because it's not a real woman, it's not another, it's not, like, a real person, it's his girlfriend that he's looking at.
It's a sidestep for his addiction, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's trying to get around it.
Yeah, and it's almost like, yeah, he's trying to pretty much sort of go, yeah, I do this thing, but it's about you, so it's fine.
Yeah, like, it's your face, it's you. Yeah. I've just altered the pictures.
Which to me almost it could be a manipulation tactic as well.
Yeah, 100%. I can imagine them definitely using that as a...
The fact that he's putting, obviously, sticky substance on the face in terms of an AI and stuff, like, he's going one level. Yeah, I don't think there's any... He's literally not happy with you and needing something else. And that sounds like a disaster of a relationship.
It does.
Like, what's the next step? Because that addiction or that want or whatever is going to go to a next level.
Yeah.
Is he going to start making a...
Get her boobs done.
This is the whole thing.
Well, maybe you should get your boobs done. Maybe you should get like a tummy tuck. Maybe you should get lipo. Maybe you should just... And then you'll start like...
Maybe you should fuck off.
Because we all age. Yeah. We all age. We all, you know, bodies change and all that type of stuff. But...
That would be my response.
Yeah.
She needs to find... From a guy's perspective and you can chip in, I personally think she needs to find someone that appreciates her for who she is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't think he does. And I think whatever his problem is not her problem. And if I was her, I'd be seriously thinking about getting away from that relationship.
100%. I think that's creepy as hell, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can AI a picture, but you can't AI a person.
That is true.
And there's loads of this AI. It's dangerous now, this AI.
Oh, yeah.
So models now, like these beautiful girls that make money off Instagram and all that, are now getting replaced by
AI versions
and stuff.
Yeah.
And these pristine, perfect thing. And then that's becoming an addiction and a struggle.
Well, people are making videos of people saying stuff that's pretty, like, criminalized and all, like,
oh, yes, bad. And it looks real, doesn't it?
Like you say, someone could get hold of our voices and just make us say the most extreme stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're talking, yeah, you'd be in trouble and proving that you haven't done it.
Exactly.
But how long is it before someone starts recording it on phones? Because apps are so clever. Mm-hmm. And someone starts putting an AI into a situation to get someone in trouble, get them arrested. Claiming abuse. Like, this has got a... It's
AI's creepy. It's scary.
I mean, he's a bit of a strange guy himself, but I remember seeing Elon Musk saying AI is probably the most deadliest weapon we've got.
Yeah, probably is.
And it's, yeah. And
it's definitely
I'm terrified of that.
Definitely, like, you know, the robots are taking over type of vibe, isn't it? Like, that's technology getting too smart for you, isn't it, really? Like, I don't know if you have got Snapchat, haven't you? Like, do you ever see that little AI thing at the top of your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Like, that creeps me out. I've talked to it before because I just wanted to kind of see what the vibe was.
I'm
what
blissfully
it is.
Old and unaware. I've spoken
to it too.
It's obviously not a person. It's an AI bot. But it's on your Snapchat and it's classed as, like, it's like as a person on your Snapchat. And you can talk to them.
Oh.
And they, like, will talk back.
If you talk to it, it talks back. And it, depending on what you say to it, it sometimes does respond really well. It does seem like you're speaking to a real person.
Like, right.
It's kind of creepy.
Oh, yes, yeah.
My AI.
So I've just always stayed away from that because I just don't really.
I've talked to it before. Like, you can ask it anything. You can be like, well, I don't know, like, who are you? And they'll be like, I mean, obviously they won't say anything because they won't. I'm your virtual friend here on Snapchat. Like, you know what I mean?
Where's that going? Where's
exactly.
that information?
Where's this information it's going?
Dangerous,
exactly.
Isn't
it is.
Kids getting older this as well and getting lured into
exactly.
This takes a sinister twist.
I watched the World Institution Christmas lectures on the AI last year. And after I watched that, I decided to ask my AI friend on Snapchat what their thoughts on AI was. And the way that she responded was, be strange. It sounded really creepy. It was kind of saying AI is really smart. It'll eventually, like, replace humans, essentially.
It's almost aware of its own.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it knows its own strength.
This is literally the start of Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah, Skynet. So
yeah.
That's what's going on now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Well, we've took a bit of a...
We could talk all day about AI, but yeah, like you said, yeah.
Well, we've took a bit of a sinister twist in towards that. So...
We've been a bit sinister with a few things.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we all know that Halloween is coming.
But this is the thing. So our next episode would be a potential Halloween special.
Ooh, I like it. Let's do it.
So let's make something a little bit different and see if people like it and see if we can move things forward. So
yeah, let's do something creepy.
Obviously, the episodes come out on the first of every month, but let's bring it out on the 31st.
31st of all. We'll do it
so it comes out on the Halloween thing, and then let's see what we can conjure up.
So our Halloween episode will be live October 31st.
Halloween special.
Like it.
I wasn't sinister enough.
Come back to the creepiness. And hopefully Emily won't be so fucking wacky next time.
Probably will be.
Tune your fucking goth fun.
Yeah, but I wanna see full goth for this episode.
You wanna see full goth?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll come dressed in full goth for when we record the next one.
But if
in metal takes some photos and you can post them on the Instagram and say weirdos showing up like this.
If there's anything out there that you want to see, if you could let us know. Email in or to send it to our socials. You know where they are by now. And let's see what people want to see. But yeah, so next month, Halloween special. And let's see what we can conjure up.
If you have any confessions, stories, or questions for our panel to discuss, debate, and deliberate, please send them to us at samegenus@outlook.com, or you can tweet us at Same Genus Pod over on X. Instagram we have as well is Same Genus Different Species. So any issues, confessions, stories or questions, feel free to send them in, and we'll see you again, same time, same place, next month. Bye.
Bye now.
Goodbye.